Blog Talk Radio.
420 people, what the fuck is good, yo? 420 in the building, man. What the fuck is good, man?
420, you already know.
420, man. 420.
What's going on tonight, man?
420. Yo, it's 420. We all over, man. It's 420, man. Fuck this lockdown. Niggas on lockdown and all that. Listen, man. Real talk, man. 420, man. You know what time it is today, man. If you smoke that bud, if that's you about that life, man, light one up for the God, man. Light it up for yourself, man. It's 420, man. We relax it, man. MU Radio, man. We in the building tonight. Real talk, man. 914-338-1786. You know what I'm saying? We zoning out, man. We kicking it live, man. We still on lockdown, but you know what? It's 420, my niggas. You understand? Yo, let me go into my intro real quick. I do not own the rights to this song, but it's definitely what we need right now. So let's zone out for a minute. You know what I'm saying? Get your roll up, get your ready, get your raw, get your backwoods, whatever you smoke, my nigga. You understand? The show's for us.
You know, we're dealing with a very critical and crucial time. Most crucial and critical time that I've ever witnessed. Being as young as I am, you know. We all don't want to say nothing else, so we say as young as we are. Now I want to talk about the pronunciation and the realization. Now the educator, they call it ESP, positive thinking, right? Some of the people on the cross the other side of the pond call it vibration, astrology, and all those different things, you understand? But I call what it is what it is. What it is what it is. Look at him. Now you see, a brother, you take in the ghetto, you find a whole lot of crime. I can understand, hey, I know what it means. Being 9 years old before I got my first pair on the way out of a store. You know, putting on a half press suit from the pawn shop with tennis shoes, trying to be hip. So I know where it's coming from. Like the fella say, having catfish head stew. And look like the catfish went in there with his head and come out very quick and didn't leave nothing else. That's one thing the educators and the politicians and the establishment got to remember. Now, brothers need jobs. If you don't work, you can't eat. If you don't work, you can't eat. Get hip to yourself, good God, my brother, and get it from the street. You don't work, you can't eat. Sis, you don't work, Lord, you can't eat. So you got to have mind power to deal with starvation. And that's what we're dealing with. You see, we can't go back to the biblical stories, two loaves of bread, or two little fishes, five loaves of bread. Two little fishes, yeah. Five loaves of bread. Now look here, too many brothers to go by that. Now I want your brothers to dig where we're coming from. Set your mind right here. Dig the JBE experience. I dug this from a young man out of New York. He said the GBE. The GBE. Now we want to take it to the JBE. The JB experience. Now, Fred, brother, Lay it on me. Lay it. Mind power.
blogtalkradio.com/mentallyunstablerecords. You can go there. You can download almost 300 episodes throughout 10 years of me doing this podcast and interviewing dudes and playing dudes music and just kicking it, man. You know what I'm saying? So social networking, you know what I'm saying? And all that. What it up? What it up? What it up? Dumar, what up, boy? You know what I'm saying? So throw them L's up, man. You know what I'm saying? We smoking tonight, man. You know what I'm saying? There's so many people that, you know what I'm saying? We'd have been litty, but, you know, the social distancing got us all fucking fucked up and all that. So, you know what I'm saying? We gotta go about it like this, man. So, you know what I'm saying? A shout out to everybody that's tuning in and giving the God a little love real quick. You know what I'm saying?
Some story, you know? You know what I mean? We in spirit, you know? We got this one big site for all of us, you know, one big 420 for all of us, and, you know, we here,
I'm goody though, man. Word, man. You know what I'm saying? We're running around, we eating, we breathing, you know what I'm saying? Thanking God that we still, you know what I'm saying, waking up in the midst of this peril. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Shout out to everybody that's doing the same. Shout out to everybody that's, you know what I'm saying, putting that work in, the essential workers, the non-essential workers, just everybody, man. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to everybody, man. Real talk, man. Because what's real is we making this shit move right now, man.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? Peace. You know what I'm saying? We making this shit move right now. Everybody that everybody, everything that everybody do, you know what I'm saying? I got mad people and mad plugged in mad different places, man. You know what I'm saying? And we're all essential, bro. Don't let nobody tell you that we're not essential, non-essential, whatever. Whatever work you putting in, you know what I'm saying? That's your essential. You know what I'm saying? If you wasn't there or they didn't have you doing that, you wouldn't be doing it or you wouldn't be there to do it. So you're just as essential. You know what I'm saying?
Shout out to the laundry that had me come pick up my clothes at a certain time and y'all was closed.
Fuck the laundry. Close the niggas.
It played shit out of me.
Fuck, fuck the laundry. Expose the niggas, man.
Right,
had my man come all the way across town.
The
shit wasn't even there. Speaking about stores, I peeped a few stores that's open. Y'all niggas ain't supposed to be open, right? It's only supposed to be essential stores open and shit like that, right? I ain't never been no snitch me type nigga, so you know what I'm saying? Nobody never known me for those type of heights anyway. But what I will say is there's a few stores that's open.
Niggas is getting it, man.
We gotta get it.
Get it, you know.
I respect that. You know what I'm saying?
Be safe.
Be cautious, look out for the man, because I understand, you know, you think it proactively. You know, your landlord is probably not trying to be all passive and shit in your ear. You know what I'm saying? All these commercial businesses, I do real estate. I'm a real estate broker. So I already know what time it is. A lot of these commercial properties in these areas is bread. So the landlords ain't really trying to hear you skipping out on $4,000, $5,000, $6,000 a month and going into 12, going into 18. So, you know, I take respect to those that's taking a little courage, you know what I'm saying, trying to open them gates up, you know what I'm saying, and get it in. I think Queen that wasn't supposed to be open, that they ain't had no business, you know what I'm saying? I don't know if Manhattan's with it. I don't know. Maybe Uptown, I don't know. You know what I'm saying?
But the bottom line is this, you know, as long as we keep doing that, we might prolong the situation that we're in longer. You know, like the longer we keep moving that way, you know, we can't really wait to depend on a cure, you know, and still move regular. You know, that could. And I lost somebody else, you know, a little coworker of mine, unfortunately.
Prayers up, man. Prayers up. Listen, man, I got a couple of people that they actually touch. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Shout out to my cousin, man, Patricia, man. You know what I'm saying? Like,
seriously.
You know what I'm saying? Like, this shit is really starting to touch a lot of places now. You know what I'm saying?
Especially in New York.
You know what I'm saying? Prayers up for my homegirl Cleo too, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, this shit is fucked up because it's like, you know, you expect to get some type of breath, fresh air.
Yeah, you want to go out for some air, you know?
Or now you expect to get some breath of fresh air, like when you come online or when you come
to the news
or whatever.
Yeah.
But, you know.
Some relief.
Yeah, and you know what I'm saying? And it might be a little bit of relief here and there, whatever, but then, you know what I'm saying?
Bottom to the top. this scheme. Many want in without knowing what's behind the scenes. Phony contracts, promises not kept. You know the next high dude without him in the bar yet. You wanna be large, you wanna be a star celeb. Watching the devil take your soul with an arm and a leg. It's Armageddon, moving heaven and earth for you to sign it. Most take the first step before they do the knowledge.
Got super soldiers and anger management.